You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Jungle Deep, 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 Deep.
The podcast that explores the tropical lifestyle. Hello, this is your host, Dr. Jones. I am not the now famous Dr. Jones of the movies. No, that's not me. You see, Indy is my brother. And just as Indiana so much appreciates the treasures of history known as antiquities, I have always appreciated the treasures of a different kind, the treasures of nature, treasures of the jungle. We are on safari. Sorry, there is no going back. You are already a part of it, as are tropical plants and exotic animals, exotica music and jungle movies, tropical cocktails and exotic foods, rainforest preservation and wildlife conservation. And so, I am here with you to have fun and to explore the jungle.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Petco, where the pets go. Petco, where the pets go.
Pet Life Radio has tail wagging, fur flying, fabulous deals for our listeners from Petco. Get $6 off your order of $60 or more, and up to 40% off the entire Petco site.
That's right.
But that's not all.
Because you're a Pet Life Radio listener, you'll also get free shipping on your order of $49 or more. $6 off, up to 40% off,
and free shipping
from Pet Life Radio and Petco. To get these awesome deals, go to PetcoDeals.com. That's PetcoDeals.com.
Petco, where the pets go.
I'm not much of a reader, but I do wish I were more well-read.
There are so many great books coming out. I wish I could find a way to keep up.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well-informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening. Audiobooks from Audible turn downtime into uptime. You'll be more productive and become well-read.
Now I'm able to catch up on all the great books I've been wanting to read.
With Audible, I feel smarter.
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to audibledeals.com. That's audibledeals.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Velveteen Lounge Kitchen. I'm so glad that you could join us today because we have some simply marvelous tips for throwing a cost-conscious tropical party. What could be lovelier than a trip to a glorious South Seas island, especially when you create the island yourself? Our tips will help you to whip up your own private paradise for pennies on the dollar.
Hello, welcome to this episode. Today we will simply have some fun, taking a look at how Americans celebrated the exotic parts of the world about 60 years ago, during the first generation of the tiki pop culture. Actress Kelly Patterson has established herself online as the queen of party planning, party food, and cocktails for the tiki crowd. Her internet TV show is called The Velveteen Lounge Kitchen, produced together with her videographer husband Paul Spencer. Kelly brings to mind the comedian Carol Burnett and mixes together a fun and funny look at 1950s culture with serious recipes and tips for entertaining. Nearly 50 2-3 minute videos can be viewed on their website or watched through iTunes. Detailed sets, vintage clothes, novel cocktail recipes, fun food, and quirky advice entertains while it inspires. Excited to have a talent here on Jungle Deep, does a really fun podcast. It's a video podcast, a little television show available on the internet. And it's the star of the show is one Kelly Patterson. And Kelly is with us today. Say hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Kelly, you have a terrific show that's about, it's a reflection of the tiki culture of the 50s and 60s, if I have that right. How would you describe your show? It's certainly out of the ordinary. This is strictly entertainment stuff, but it's got strong historical roots. How would you describe the show, and how in the world did you come up with it?
I would describe it, I call it a parody of a home show, like a Martha Stewart or Betty Crocker type lifestyle show, definitely rooted in the 50s and 60s.
And it's called?
Velveteen Lounge Kitchen.
The Velveteen Lounge Kitchen. And you spell kitchen with a kitch.
Yes. Kitch-N.
I think you have it described as a show with, how do you put it, with the tongue firmly planted in the cheek. Did I say that right?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's a tongue-in-cheek show about the tiki culture and kind of the way society was back there in the 50s.
Yeah, I think the way people wanted it to be, it's really sort of an idealized perfect home, perfect food, perfect, and of course it's all convenience food and booze, and you know, it's everything's supposed to be very perfect, but you know, things fall apart and people get drunk, and so it's really kind of, you know, poking holes in that whole idea of how, you know, everything could be so perfect.
Well, now every show is, each one of these is fairly short. They're what, like 2 to 10 minutes or something?
They're usually range between 90 seconds and 2.5 minutes.
Oh, really? Okay. You pick a different topic for each one, I believe. It has a big emphasis on preparing for parties. So all kinds of party planning.
Yeah, there's a lot of emphasis on parties, holidays.
Food, drink.
Exactly. Big emphasis on drink.
And what else? What else? That's not all, though.
You know, whatever the topic is, we try to, you know, find some other aspect besides the food. So our current one is dealing with your rivals. So, you know, sort of strategies for coping with people who don't necessarily have your best interests at heart. Or if it's the holidays, it might be decorating for that particular holiday. Or we did one on funerals, how to entertain people after a funeral.
Oh, did you? Oh, I bet that's a good one.
So you can, you know, try to find some tie-in.
Oh, I'd like to see that one. I'm going to have to watch them all, but there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, you told me earlier you thought there were close to 50 of them now. So when you hit that big 50, that's a point of celebration in my mind. That's quite a hallmark. 50 podcasts, even short ones like this, especially video podcasts, of course, take more work. I think that's a big deal. You've been doing this for a couple of years.
Yeah, it'll be 2 years at the end of August.
Tonight, a very special Velveteen Lounge Kitchen.
Ladies, the minutes will soon be read today. The garden club and weaving class, I'm sure, have much to say. But next week is our culture night, our biggest, best event. And I've just made a dish for it you'll all find heaven sent. It's my lime jello marshmallow cottage cheese surprise. With slices of pimento, you won't believe your eyes. All topped with a pineapple ring and a dash of mayonnaise. My vanilla wafers round the edge will win your highest praise.
Let's start with some basics. Where do you get this wardrobe and the sets? There's a lot of detail. I mean, this looks like a real home.
That's
is this
home.
Your home?
That's
you live
our
in?
House.
And you actually have it decorated like this.
We do.
My word. Well, so you had a ready-to-go, built-in style there at home already. Now, don't tell me you're running around the city streets with this entire wardrobe. You must have picked up some of these pieces somewhere.
I would say it's 2/3 made by me and 1/3 vintage.
Uh-huh. There's some really great vintage pieces in here. I'm just looking at the collection of pictures.
You.
And then I guess you must have a collection of tiki music. You seem to be well-versed with the tiki theme.
Oh, yeah, well, we collect records. My husband's been collecting records since he was about 14, so we have about 4,000 records up in our attic.
Oh, my
Yeah,
goodness.
And definitely the whole, you know, Hawaiian exotica is a big part of it.
So you folks actually live this 1950s lifestyle much of the time, it seems.
Yeah, we do. We have, you know, flat screen TV, but we watch DVDs of old TV shows on it. So best of both worlds.
Yeah. How'd you decide to do a TV show? Now tell our listeners your background. You're an actress. Tell us a little bit about your acting and theater work before you got started doing this TV show. It's really to my mind, it's a comedy show rooted in the 50s. But what'd you do before all this?
I've done a lot of theater in New York. I did a national tour of The Wizard of Oz. I was the Wicked Witch of the West. I played a drowning woman on One Life to Live before that show was canceled. And I've done some extra work in films. The way I got started with this show is I'd written a play that was set in the 1930s about a woman who kind of falls into a job on the radio doing a cooking show. Doing a play is a big investment of money. I mean, even if you do it on a small scale, it's a lot of money. So it kind of morphed into this 1960s TV show that we could film.
You knew then you could distribute it on the internet? Was that the idea from the beginning?
Exactly.
And, of course, that being a virtually free technology for almost anyone can do.
Exactly. And it could be on rather than just doing the run of a play and then it's over. You know, we can do this every 2 weeks.
Sure, you sure could. And you could do a lot more of it, I think. It'd certainly be entertainment. I want our audience to know that it looks like you put a lot of work into this. I mean, just because of it just looks so totally together between the sets and the costumes and the food. You prepare food for this thing, and you show how to mix cocktails from time to time. And
all you do is combine 2 ounces of dark rum, 1/2 ounce ginger liqueur, 1 ounce aloe juice blend, 1/2 ounce fresh lime juice, a dash of cherry bitters.
And you've done some stuff on location, too, I believe. What have you done that way?
We did one at the Maikai in Fort Lauderdale, which was great. They let us go, you know, behind the scenes of their working bar and film a guy making a drink. We did one at the Tiki Resort in Lake George, New York, and they were also great to us. You know, we've done a few outdoors. Those are the two that we've really done at destinations, and we want to do more of that.
Well, I love this picture of you by the pool.
Oh, thanks.
It's a blow-up wading pool.
Yes. Our backyard.
Not quite the thing people might think of. But you have this very floral bathing suit.
Yeah.
And flowers in your hair, no less.
It's all about making do.
I don't know. You look like you have so much fun.
We do. We love doing it.
Well, I wish you were my next-door neighbors, that's for sure.
Oh. Thank you.
I can't imagine a next-door neighbor. It would be more fun to have than you and your husband.
I'm so glad that you could join us today because we're throwing a far-out dance party featuring the latest dance crazes. Dancing is both tremendously fun and wonderful exercise, so slip on your dancing shoes and let's get the mirrored ball rolling. Nothing gets folks in the dancing spirit faster than a lovely beverage. Even the most dedicated wallflowers won't be able to resist ballroom punch. I'm ready to trip the light fantastic. Dancing requires energy, so keep your guests on their toes with cha-cha pups. All you do is grill up bite-sized tidbits of tofu dog, place on a lettuce leaf, I'm using romaine, top with a dab of peanut sauce, either store-bought or homemade, sprinkle with ginger, roll closed, and secure with a toothpick. A peppy crowd pleaser.
Now, we should talk about your husband a bit. He deserves a little credit, right?
Oh,
you want to introduce him and tell us a little bit about him?
Absolutely, yes. His name's Paul Spencer, and he is the director and editor. He edits the episodes on the train commuting into New York City. Yeah, he is half of this show. It wouldn't happen without him.
Editing on the train, I assume he uses a laptop to help him with that.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he's got a Mac.
Are there certain aspects of that lifestyle and of that period of time and maybe of the tiki culture itself that are your favorites? Are there certain things about it that really appeal to you personally? And what would those be?
I'm looking back at it from, I was born at the very end of it, so I wasn't there. But there just seemed to be such a feeling of optimism that I really like.
Yeah, kind of worry-free, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It seemed, I don't know, it seemed like a lower stress time.
That's how it looks to me.
We just won World War II. Yeah, we just won World War II, and we're into building the country, and people were moving into the suburbs and getting houses like crazy, and people were creating their home lives. They seemed really focused on the home at that time.
Absolutely.
And yet bringing in these exotic elements, too, from the faraway places with the music and the tiki bars and all. Well, let's talk a little bit about the food. How do you decide what food to include in your shows?
It's really random. I just try to find something that I think is easy. They all work. All of the recipes are real. I really make everything that's there. I wouldn't put up a recipe that didn't work. I just try to find things that are easy and attainable and that I think fit the theme of the episode.
And where are some of your sources for these recipes? How do you know what the recipes were back, 50 years ago?
I collect vintage cookbooks.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I have a lot of them now.
So your husband has this huge collection of vintage records, and you have this collection of vintage cookbooks. So
in a really small house.
You're really well prepared for this show, aren't you? You just you're really experts at this thing. I mean, you're really specialized. You know what the heck you're talking about and what you're doing.
Yeah, I love just, going through those books. And what I usually do is I'll find something in a book and then I'll adapt it. Because, when the show is 2 minutes, we have to keep it really simple.
Yeah. You can't do a lot of expose with 2 minutes, huh?
No.
Well, now you've got this up on, tell us where people can find your show.
It's on iTunes, YouTube, we have a Facebook page, and it's on our website, velveteenloungekitchen.com, kitch-n.com.
Yeah, let's spell that whole thing out for people, for those that haven't caught on to that yet. It's Velveteen, that's V-E-L-V-E-T-E-E-N.
Right.
Velveteen Lounge, LOUNGE, Kitsch, KITSCH, KITSCH-EN .com.
That's right.
It's a bit of a long name. It's a bit of a long name, but it's worth it. And you have all your shows up there, don't you, at your site?
Yes. Yeah, there's a page with past episodes and there's a page with recipes. I just started putting up the cocktail from the current episode, so that's brand new. That was a couple of days ago.
Would that be the recipes for the cocktails? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like the cocktail from the current episode. That's right there on the opening page.
Do you put the recipes for the party food up there, too?
Normally, I just put up a different recipe every month. Like this month, it's a no-bake pie for August, so you don't have to turn on the oven.
Oh.
Yeah. We were talking about doing a blog, and that would be something to put on the blog, the recipes for the food.
Yeah, yeah. How often do you do a show?
Every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. Wow,
yep.
That's great discipline. Yeah, yeah. That would, for 2 years, that would be about 50 episodes, too. Wow, that's...
Yeah, it didn't start
that's quite
off
a commitment.
Every 2 weeks. It started off about once a month, and then by the time we were about 6 months into it, we were doing it every 2 weeks.
Well, I'm kind of new at this tiki thing. You've got to be the queen of the tiki kitchen. I can't imagine anybody else that would be more fun to have at my party than you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, there are some people out there who are really into it. I'm not the only one, but...
I doubt they're doing TV shows about it, though.
Yeah.
I think you have a niche with your kitsch.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really fun. Tiki food, food for a tiki party is so fun. You can really let your imagination go wild, and it's so pretty with the flowers and the, fresh ingredients.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Introducing the new Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection, exclusively at PetSmart. I created it for the pets that rock your world.
Shop the Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection and celebrate PetSmart's 25th anniversary with up to 25% off thousands of items on the PetSmart site. Plus free shipping on orders of $49 or more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com. That's PetSmartDeal.com. PetSmartDeal.com.
Dyson.
The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radial root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to DysonDeals.com. DysonDeals.com to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
Hi, this is Ken Jones from the Prince of Ponds podcast. The frogs are shaking the shakers, the turtles are hitting the slapsticks, and the koi are blowing the trumpets. It's party time here at Prince of Ponds. Out under the swaying palm trees, the pond fairies are kicking up their heels and spinning into light in the twilight. Here on Pet Life Radio, it's time to celebrate the magic of ponds, waterfalls, fountains, and water gardens at the Prince of Ponds podcast.
Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Mrs. Jones's making scones that are filled with peanut mousse, to be followed by a chicken mold that's made in the shape of a goose. For ladies who must watch those pounds, we found a special dish. Strawberry ice enshrined in rice with bits of tuna fish. And my lime jello marshmallow cottage cheese surprise. Truly a creation that description defies. Will go so well with Mrs. Bell's creation of the week. Shrimp salad topped with chocolate sauce and garnished with a leek.
You're on the East Coast and I'm on the West Coast. I don't see us throwing a party together anytime soon, but darn. It's too bad. I'm certainly going to review all your recipes. You know, someday I'd love to do a video version of Jungle Deep. I think it'd just be just amazing assortment, a wonderful variety of things we could do if we were video. But until then, maybe we can at least get your input. What do you have coming up next? Do you have your next show in the works?
Yeah, we just put one online this past Tuesday, which is Dealing with Your Rivals. And the one coming up, we're filming one this weekend, which is Dealing with Bad Days.
Have you been to some tiki events? I mean, you've got to be a bit of a star in the tiki world these days.
I don't know about that, but we do. We try to get to as many as we can. We've been to every one of the Ohana Luau at the lakes, and we've been to a couple of Hukilaus. We try to get to as much stuff in the Northeast as we can.
Yeah, is there much happening up there in the Northeast? Where exactly are you located? Well, not exactly, but where are you located up there in the Northeast of the country?
We're in Middletown, New York. We're about an hour north of New York City.
Okay. So, and is there much tiki activity up there in the New York area?
There really is, yeah. There are several in our area. There are a lot of old school restaurants still around within the Northeast. There are quite a few. There's an event called Ohana Luau at the Lake every year in Lake George, New York, which is really fun.
Do you have any idea how many people are attending that?
That's about 300 people. They capped that one.
300.
Yeah, that's at the Tiki Resort where we shot an episode, and great people.
And are you seeing a growth in the interest of this kind of thing?
I do. I mean, there, it's not, thousands of people, but there are quite a few people in the Northeast who are into it. Even near us. We have quite a few friends who live nearby who are into it.
Well, I think it'd be kind of hard to be a friend of yours and not be into this stuff.
We have pulled a few people in.
I bet you have.
Including my mother.
I think. And through your show, I'm sure you're going to pull a lot more people in, although, it's just it's so much fun. We can't do it justice on a radio show, that's for sure. But I am going to, with your permission, play a couple of audio clips from a couple of your sequences, just to give our audience a sample of what that show's like.
Hello, and welcome to the Velveteen Lounge Kitchen.
I'm so glad that you could join us today because we're planning a lovely luau with the magic of Spam. If you've ever wished that you could plan a luau complete with a roasted pig, but were daunted by the thought of endless digging and days of roasting, our creative tips, using the convenience of Spam, will lend your luau a delicious pork flavor without any of the heavy lifting and with plenty of dazzle. Mysterious. Lend a tempting note of glamour and authenticity to your luau with the spectacular centerpiece dish, Spamalawea. This tasty volcano couldn't be easier to make. All you do is make a meatloaf of 2 cans of Spam that you've put through the food processor, soy sauce, pineapple juice, sriracha sauce, curry and ginger to taste, and enough breadcrumbs to make it hold its shape, form into a volcano, and insert an oven-proof cup in the top. And then bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. After it's cooled, make lava flows using your choice of ketchup or sriracha sauce. Fill the cup with 151 proof ramen ignite. Spectacular and scientific. Be sure to stock up with plenty of Spam, as it truly is the smart hostess's best friend come luau time. Your friends will be so amazed at your ingenuity that they won't even miss that old pig. Thank you for visiting the Velveteen Lounge Kitchen. See you soon.
You have plans to do another 50 shows? Is that in your plans?
Yeah, I have a million ideas.
Do you? You're not running out, are you?
No.
It's going to be fun to see the things you come up with. Well, I want to thank you for being on our show and telling us about the Velveteen Lounge Kitchen and your video on 1950s and 60s party planning. And people can learn all about how to live life in the 50s and 60s just by watching your video. It's a lot of fun and very well done. So I urge everyone to check it out and see, get a little picture of a little tongue-in-cheek picture of how people may have thought about the rainforest way back then or really didn't think about it but still took advantage of it. I hope we can have you back, and I look forward to seeing more of your shows. Is there an email address or phone number, can get a hold of you if they want to?
Kelly@velveteenlounge.com.
All right. Okay, that's straightforward. Well, tell Paul we're fans. We appreciate all that you're doing, and thank you very much for being on Jungle Deep.
Oh, thank you.
Coming up, Al Bohl, a leading expert on Tarzan and producer of the new documentary Tarzan, Lord of the Louisiana Jungle, will share with us what it was like to research and shoot a movie about the first movie ever made about Tarzan way back in 1918. Did you know that there is a real, true-to-life Tarzan roaming the jungles of South Africa this very day? It is true. His real name is Duet Du Toit, a 25-year-old who is auditioning for the lead role of the next Tarzan movie, trying to capture the attention of Hollywood. It's an amazing story. This determined young man for years has been learning the ways of Tarzan, engaged in bodybuilding and spending half of his time in the jungles, cavorting with wild animals to come as close as possible to actually becoming the famous character. Combined with a state-of-the-art internet marketing campaign, Mr. Toy intends to capture the attention of Hollywood movie producers. He has captured our attention here at Jungle Deep. I've just heard back from my invitation for Mr. Toy to join us on the show. We are going to find out more about what drives this young man, of which some call crazy. I don't think he's crazy, and I do think he is massively determined. I think he is more intimate with the tropical rainforest than most of us can ever hope to be. And have you seen his pictures? Wow! Visit our website for sure. It will be challenging making the arrangements for this interview halfway around the world, to Africa herself. But I will do all I can to make this conversation a reality, and you will hear it here first with this exclusive interview. I invite you to email me at Jungle Deep and follow me on Twitter. Search for Jungle Deep or KenJones56, all one word. I would love to hear your ideas for the show. Well, the show's over for today, so it's time to refill my Mai Tai, mount my elephant, and head back into the jungle.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.